Hello?
Oh, hi, Brian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right. About yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I originally called you because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, but then I saw that you had contacted in for a cancel request.
Yep.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, I got injured on the job, so I'm not running things right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What a bummer, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to that date. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel the account with the past due balance. Okay? So, go ahead.
I'm not working. I got no money coming in. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to be completely frank with you.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know, do what you can to settle it before the 23rd, because that's when it will become past due for $298, and it will start affecting your credit based on the terms and conditions that you e-signed. So I can help you out a little bit, and, you know, if you're not working, obviously you don't have to pay it today, but I can at least put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. And that would
At this point, like I said, I'm not working. The business is not operational at the moment. I've gone out. I can't work anymore. I am physically unable to work. If you're going to continue to bill me, I'll just contact my lawyer. If you're really going to push it and you're really going to go down that route, I've gone over. I was going to cancel with you guys anyway, because you haven't done anything that has shown up on my advertising to begin with, okay? You called me. I told you I'd give you a month. I never saw anything. I happened to get injured. I wound up in the hospital. I mean, if you're really gonna make an issue out of it, go ahead, make an issue out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you whether you want to pay your past due balance or not. That's between you and your credit. All
what
I can
you,
tell you,
what you
is what you had agreed to.
What have you actually done?
So in the terms and conditions, Brian, it does state that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. Your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because of the failed payment. So you were right on the cusp of having the program explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a lot of business. So nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously, but it does take 6 weeks, and your account stalled at the 4-week mark because of the payment. Now, in the interim, we built the website for you. We put you on 48 directories. We did the Google verification, the Bing verification. We have you mobily optimized, meaning SRB appliance repair comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So there's a lot of programming that goes into getting a business on the first page of search results. And what you might want to consider, and I don't know, you know, how long your injury is going to last or, you know, what have you, but what I could do also is put you an extra 2 weeks on here on the back end for you for free. So what that means is, you know, you'd still have to settle the past due amount, but rather than settling that and canceling right after, with that extra 2 weeks, you would be, let me just look at the dates here, you would be paid in full all the way until December 7th. So you would have plenty of time to get your business on the first page and get your phone ringing and see the magnitude of what this is going to do for your business. And then with that, you know, extra 2 weeks, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if you decided, you know, come December that it didn't pan out the way you wanted it to, you could absolutely cancel, you know, before that date, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. Now, have you seen the website that we built for you or any of the progress that took place behind the scenes by chance?
No, I've been trying to find it, and I haven't seen a single thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I'll send you another login to the dashboard so that you can go on there and see the results. It won't let you in while the account's in suspension, but once the payment settles, you'll have full access to the dashboard again. So mm-hmm. Let me just find that email, and I'll get that out. So, oops, I actually sent one that said local/initial invoice, so you can disregard that one. And then the second one will say login credentials to your advanced reporting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you thinking about the offer with the 129 and the extra 2 weeks on the back end? Do you think, you know, based on your injury, something like that might work for you? Just so that you can give the program the time to come to the full fruition for you?
I'll have to talk to my wife, see if it's something that she can swing. I'm laid up. I had a broken leg. I'm out for at least 6 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's hard with a leg, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, well, I put some notes on here, and so you're all good to go for now, and if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you again maybe towards the end of the week, okay?
All right.
All right. Have a nice rest of your day, too.
You too.
Thank you so much, Brian. Bye.